KFI.
KFI, sender OTR. And I forgot your name, of course. I'm good about that. Remember the call sign, though. Good morning. Beautiful day. Showing 57 degrees already out here. Life and I is just heading down the Wally World.
I'm tired. I thought I was going to turn into a mushroom.
Well, we got tulips coming up and jonquils or Easter lilies or whatever. And it's just pretty amazing, although it's going to get a little colder and rainier towards the end of the week. We'll get like 3 good days. One of those will be for cleaning chicken pens.
Oh, well, I'm going over to my brother-in-law's house there. Well, actually, it's one of the houses he rents. And it's got a problem with a hot water heater. I'm going over and see if I can cure that problem.
Electric?
Yeah, it's electric, but they got to take it out. They're fixing to do some work in that kitchen. It's one of them flat-top jobs. It ain't one of them round ones. Well, it is round on the inside, but he don't know anything about plumbing, and I know enough to get in trouble. I've changed a number of hot water heaters, but he asked me would I take a look at it. He need to take it out is what they need to do, but he can't get it to drain.
This is N0TR Mobile with KG4PFI. Well, open the faucets upstairs. Sounds to me like it's airlocked and just won't let it drain.
You know, it's been in there a long time. It's in, it was his mother-in-law's house, and she passed away some time back. And 101 years old, I think she was. But the hot water tanks, there's sediments that settle down in the bottom of them, you know, after years and years. And I think that's what got that little drain thing faucet on the side of it down at the bottom. It's stopped up.
10 years old, I just replaced the tank and, you know, save a lot of grief.
Yeah, he's telling me, he says, I can't find no place on it to turn the water off that goes to it. I said, well, I ain't never seen a hot water heater that didn't have shutoff valves for the water coming into it. And I said, and the water leaving it, you know, hot, cold in, hot out. But I told him I'd come look at it. And we're on the way now. We're up here on White Horse Road going north.
I think you just encountered the Gestapo there. I heard that radar detector. I got one in here, too. Although it's not needed down here very often. I'll tell you, back in Kansas, you couldn't live without it. And when we went to Florida a few years ago, probably 8 years ago or so, to our daughter's wedding, once we crossed into Florida, I bet there was a radar trap every single little bird that there was. If they had one stoplight or one stop sign, they had a radar trap.
In fact, we went all the way down to Key West and coming back up through there, through them little, you know, I guess they call them islands or whatever they were, but we come into this little small town there coming into it, and they had a roadblock set up, and any car that turned around and didn't go through the roadblock, they took off after them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're making their city taxes that way when they get to be that bad. Well, we're just about to pull into Wally World, the most dangerous parking lot in the world, and I got to get some push water here, so I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR73.
What Walmart you at?
Well, we're at the Greer one, which we normally 99% of the time go to the one in Taylor's. It's the cheapest. I don't even know what it costs here. I just want to top it off. $2.35.
Yeah, I'm fixing to go right by the Walmart on the White Horse Road. All righty, you take care. Well, maybe we'll spoke at you again sometime. KG4PFI, this is Don, and I am motivating right now. See ya.
Have a great day, Don. This is N0TR Clear.
For VWA, W4DJW. 4DJW Mobile.
A2T sitting at home.
Hey, Rusty, did you go to Blue Bay yesterday or the day before?
I went over Sunday for lunch over here at the one in Spartanburg.
Okay, that qualifies as the day before. Somebody was on here wanting to know where that was. You made them hungry. They were wanting to find that same place. I kind of figured that's where it was.
Yeah, it's on, John B. White Boulevard, heading in up after you cross I-26. It's up there about two traffic lights up. It's on the right-hand side. That's where it is.
Anymore. They were somewhere over in the Haywood Road area and looking for a place to eat. And then remembered you talking about it. Anyway, what you up to today?
All coming in.
AW Mobile.